Chichilbidagotil, the Apache name for Oak Flat, has been a spiritual site for generations of Apaches. From coming-of-age ceremonies to picking acorns underneath emery oak trees, it's also where some believe angels called the Gan, or mountain spirits, reside among minerals deep beneath the surface. San Carlos Apache Chairman Terry Rambler has deep ties here.
My great-grandmother, she was from that area, Wincommon, Interior, and Oak Flat. My people, Erevita, in Apache, they're called Teb and Estia. That means surrounded by rocks, clan. So when you're in the area, you can just know why my ancestors were given that name.
Over 60 Western Apache clans, some now extinct, and differing bands roam the borderlands of the Southwest, from modern-day Flagstaff to eastern New Mexico. Tensions escalated as settlers encroached on their homelands and led to the Apache Wars, a series of armed conflicts with the U.S. Army. Then an 1852 peace treaty was ratified and supposed to cease hostilities.
Apaches broke it, Americans broke it, military broke it, Mexicans broke it.
Jeffrey Shepard is a history professor at the University of Texas at El Paso.
Then there were some bands of Apaches that said, this treaty doesn't cover us. We don't want peace. We don't want to let people through here. Why should we trust you?
Warfare ensued for almost four decades, with the U.S. trying to get rid of Apaches.
The reports from military say that these tribes are just kind of wandering around. They don't really have a reason to be in these places. That's just not the case.
Marcus Mactima teaches history at NAU and is a member of the San Carlos Apache tribe.
The people knew what they were doing, and we had a cyclical nature to our culture, but in specific places, at specific times. And Oak Flat was a part of that.
In the 1870s, they were forced out of Oak Flat. In one horrific incident, 75 Apache warriors plummeted to their deaths off a sheer cliff later named Apache Leap, located just on the outskirts of modern-day Superior.
The rifles defeated the bows and arrows. And so our people, including my great-grandmother, were herded like cattle from that area to old San Carlos.
That's Chairman Rambler again.
They had the help of the United States soldier and the PR campaign by the local papers, depicting us as savages and that we were in the way of manifest destiny.
Gabriel Piatarazzo, Phoenix.